This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 962, an IELTS reading game for the most important skill.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
How can you make IELTS reading practice fun and entertaining? Use Total Physical Response, or TPR. Today, we explain a useful TPR activity that you can use in the classroom or online to practice scanning.
Hey, Aubrey, how's your day going?
I am doing great, Jessica. I've been working from home today. As you guys know, we work from home, and it's quiet. My kids were out of school yesterday for a holiday, and that was a little rough. So they're back to school today. I can work.
Nice. And as we are talking to you right now, you guys, we just finished our first group web class. That was yesterday. And it was amazing. I'm just going to say yes. It was amazing. Guys, you still have one more chance. This is so cool. So usually, well, always in a web class, it's just two of us, like me and Aubrey or Aubrey and Lindsay or whatever. But this web class, guys, because we are teaching you these skills to understand fast group conversations in the web class, it's all four of us talking. So guys, don't miss your chance, your last chance to come to this web class and learn these real life strategies that will help you on IELTS too. So Aubrey, where can students sign up for the December 5th web class?
Yes, allearsenglish.com/coffee. You guys don't want to miss this. It's so fun to have it be all four of us. And we do a live demonstration of this type of native conversation where, you know, natives talk over each other and interrupt each other. And they're always very dynamic, interesting conversations. You find out more about us as individuals, the All Ears English team, which is fun, but also really important. Just vital strategies for following along when you are in a group. You may have a tendency to sit back and not participate because you know you're not understanding everything. There are strategies that can help you understand. So definitely come to our web class, December 5th, allearsenglish.com/coffee.
Awesome. So today, actually, we are not going to talk about listening. We are going to talk about reading. We love to talk about vocabulary and speaking. I would say writing is a close second to those as far as our like favorite things to talk about on the podcast. But today we're actually going to talk about a reading activity that you can do live in a study group in a classroom if you are an IELTS teacher, because I know there are teachers that listen to this podcast. So this is a class activity, but you can also do this virtually if you have study partners online. So we will explain how to do that after we explain the activity. So how do we start this activity and what is it for, Aubrey?
So there is a little bit of prep. You're going to want to find some newspaper articles from magazines or newspapers, or you can print them online. And you want to hang them up around the classroom. And this is, it's a TPR activity, which means total physical response. It's so important that you make things interesting and engaging for your body. If you're moving around a class and doing something interesting and keeping yourself awake and interested, you will learn more. This is scientifically proven.
Yes, exactly. And the more associations a student has, anybody has with like a vocabulary word or a skill, then the more pathways are being established, right? So it's like teaching or learning vocabulary. If you are using cards like little note cards of different colors and maybe even different shapes, then you have more to associate with that one word. You're more likely to remember it. So that is a great reason to involve TPR in any classroom activity or just learning by yourself at home. You could do this, you guys. And when your body is moving, your brain is more active as well. So that really helps. But there's another reason, guys. to have TPR activities by yourself or in a classroom, we need to account for different learning styles. Not everybody is great at learning by just sitting in a chair and listening to somebody talk at them, right? A lot of people have to experience things themselves to be able to learn it. So this is just a nice way to help additional learning styles in a classroom. So the goal of this activity, guys, before we give you the steps, the goal is to practice scanning, right? And this is a vital reading skill. You absolutely have to be able to scan efficiently. Why, Aubrey? Yeah,
because that's the only way to find the right answers, right? The more you have done practice reading activities, the more you realize it's not a comprehension test. You're not expected to be able to read all of these long texts. There just isn't time for that. So you have to be able to find keywords in the questions and then scan the text to find those keywords and then read closely around them. That's the only way you can find all of those answers in the time you have.
Exactly. So this, I would say, the best sort of group this activity is for is if you are just beginning to learn the IELTS reading strategies, or if you are a student who has had trouble finding the answers, because like, I mean, even in Three Keys IELTS, right? Sometimes we'll get students who are like, I watched all the videos, the reading videos. I'm still having problems applying the strategies. So this is a good example of like, not every learning style can take in the information and just do this right away. If you're having like continued problems finding the answers, then this is a great activity to just insert in your learning process. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to IELTS Energy today. Guys, why are you learning English? You want to get past IELTS, yes, but also connect with people in real life. Guys, we are going to teach you the strategies you need to participate in fast native group conversations. You only have one more chance to get into this web class, guys. Sign up right now. Go to allearsenglish.com/coffee. Okay, so the first step, guys, get, I would say, like 4 or 5 different, it could be whole articles if you have a higher level class, or it could just be paragraphs, and you hang these around the room. What do we do after that?
So then you're going to write keywords and parallel expressions on the board. If you have a whiteboard or a chalkboard, or you can also, of course, print or write these on paper and put them up if you don't have a board. These will be the words that your students or your classmates are going to be scanning for.
Yes, exactly. So again, like if we're going to sort of cater this to different levels. If it is a lower level, I would put the exact words that are in the passage, right? So if the paragraph says time, I would put time on the board, okay? Because we're just learning this skill. However, if it is a higher level class, your test is approaching, you need to practice looking for parallel expressions, then that is what we're going to practice, right? So like if the passage says time on the board, you're going to put clock or something.
Right.
So we can adjust this activity for any level. It's so great. So you put this on the board and then we introduce an element of competition. I used to love having class competitions like this. So you tell your students like, I'm going to give you 5 minutes or 10 minutes and the person to find the most key words wins, you know, and then the students have to just run around the room scanning the passage as fast as they can to look for this. So you're training the idea that we don't have time to read on the IELTS exam. We only have time to scan.
Yeah, exactly. It's so fun to introduce an element of competition, especially when you're trying to learn something that has to be done very quickly.
Yeah.
And, you know, push people to do it fast. And then, yeah, that skill will come in a fun way.
I love it. And I love the idea. Like, I'm just imagining someone, because you know, we work with a lot of individual learners. People are adults, they're busy, they have families, they don't have time to go to a classroom and do activities like this. So I'm imagining this for our students at home and just sort of like hanging different articles around their living room and then running around and scanning for names and numbers just to practice. Like, you could totally do that.
Yes, exactly. So if you have a speaking partner, right, you can definitely do this virtually. If you're not able to meet in person with someone else, you can send each other articles to print out and do in the same way, and you will have already found the keywords that they need to find in those articles. So you'll send them the list of keywords or parallel expressions if you're further along in your study, and the articles. And they can do the same, send them for you. And then you can still compete against each other with the articles and keywords you've sent each other.
Oh my God, this is so fun. So yeah, let's say, you know, maybe you're a three-key student and you found a study partner in our Facebook group, or you're doing this on your own and you have a study partner. So first up, guys, find three newspaper articles in The Guardian, The New York Times, The Washington Post, and then you read those articles and you choose two words from each article, let's say, right? Those are the key words. And then, like Aubrey said, email these articles and the keywords to your study partner. And then before you meet online, you hang up the articles your partner sent around the room. And then you're like, okay, we have 5 minutes, go. And then you compete and you come back, you give your answers and you see if you were right or not. Oh, so fun.
Yeah, so fun, right? See who can do it faster or who can get the most keywords in a certain amount of time. And then, circle back and talk about how it went and then do it again.
Oh my gosh, this is so fun. Guys, definitely come back to the blog. This is episode 962. Come back to allearsenglish.com/IELTS. Leave us a comment on this blog post. I would love to hear how this activity went for you guys. And if you are someone who is listening to this because IELTS is a possibility in the future, but it's not like your immediate goal, or maybe you know you are moving soon to Canada, or you are going to your university soon, and you need to prepare for real life, guys, sign up for our web class. You only have a few more days. Go to allearsenglish.com/coffee. Space is limited, so grab your spot right now, guys, so you could come to our web class on December 5th.
Yes, and this is excellent practice for IELTS listening part three, where sometimes there are multiple speakers, often two, but sometimes three, and that's hard to follow. It's hard to keep track of who's speaking and listen for answers, so this is excellent practice for that. So definitely sign up allearsenglish.com/coffee, and we will see you guys there.
Oh, so fun. Oh my gosh. I want to do more episodes like this. Yes. I love talking about like activities. Oh, this is great.
I know. Anytime we talk about a game, it just makes me so happy.
It's like, you guys, if you've been listening for a while, you may remember that one of Aubrey's nicknames is the Queen of Games. Is that right?
The Game Warden, which
game
is a
warden.
Funny double entendre, right? Because for hunting, there's a game warden that makes sure people are hunting with licenses. So it's really
funny.
Then also someone who like makes sure that everyone is playing a game, which I totally do.
if we're ever brainstorming episodes, Aubrey's like, how about a game? Let's do a game.
Let's talk about a game. I think that would be fun.
I love it. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. And we will be back here next week with more Insider IELTS advice. Thank you, Aubrey. This was fun.
Yes. Thanks. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.